versus Mefurash, right? That was the basic distinction in the Mishnah, is and we saw, you know, many iterations of this in the Gemara, is if a person specifies or doesn't specify their chatas, their ola, and their shlamim. So, like, how do we relate to that kind of a situation? And we took a more, let's call it moderate perspective in the Gemara, where we said, well, even if you don't say, you know, this is, you know, X is from my chatas, and Y is from my ola, and Z is from my shlamim, even if you said something like lechovasi, the thinking was that that would be sufficient. But let's say it's not exactly money. Let's say it's things that have value, right? Like everything on some level has value, unless it's an Isser Hana. So one of the questions that's going to intrigue the Gemara is, let's say you leave things that, you know, they could be turned into money, but they're not really currently money, or they could be exchanged for money, but it's not, you know, currently money. Rabbi Feuerstein, wonderful to be together with you. So the question that the Gemara is going to be dealing with is exactly that issue. In parallel, because the two questions are going to come up in one, at once, is, you know, how do we look at this in terms of the relationship between father and son? Because there, right, there's an automatic, you know, Yerusha factor. So, you know, what was the father's becomes the son's. But remember that in the context of Korbanos, there is something personal about it, especially Korban Chatas. Remember, we talked about the Chatas, Shemesu Ba'alaha, if it becomes detached from its owner, that's, again, part of that Halach L'Moshe Misinai of Chamesh Chataos Mesos, and we saw that the sister Halach L'Moshe Misinai is Kol Shebechatas Mesa. If it's a Korban Hashem, then it's Nitak L'Re'iya. And that brings us to the final point of review, which is that the Ashram, which is Nitak L'Re'iya, sort of has a destiny or a future as the Korban Ola, right? That once it's Yirat Shiyistoev, it develops a mum, and you're going to redeem it out. So he said, at a b'di'evid level, if a person went ahead and would, you know, offer that as a Korban Ola, there's an argument that it could be acceptable because it's like, you know, ultimate destiny lies in that direction. Okay, so that's where we'll pick up with the Gemara. We'll start on Chaf Hei. Chafav on the base, the top line. So the Gemara says the following. This is Tanya Kabase the Rava. Let me just give people a chance to find the location. And we'll get started in 15 seconds. Again, this is going to be a supporting brisa to what we just finished off with on Erev Shabbos. So the brisa is quoted by the Gemara saying, Tanya Kabase the Rava. Person says, Elu l'chatasi, right? These coins, this amount of money, will be for my korban chatas. V'ashar, l'shar nizirusi. So everything else will go for the rest of my nizirus, right? So we should assume that the standard l'shar nizirusi is if your chatas is covered, so then it's got to be the olan shlamim. So me d'me chatas yolchul liyam ha-melech. We've seen that many, many times. Okay, so that can't be benefited from in any way. V'ashar, yavi chatsyo la'ola, v'chatsyo l'shlamim. So half for the Ola and half for the Shlamim, Mo'alin b'chulan, if you would try to benefit from all of them, that would be Nisr Mi'ilah, v'ein Mo'alin b'miktsasan, right? Because what we could say is that, remember, with a Korban Shlamim, or, excuse me, any Kachim Kalim, right, there is no Mi'ilah before the Zrikas Hadam, before that takes place. The Kachim Kalim, very fascinating idea, is that it only takes on the status after the Zrikas Dam, kind of the opposite of Kachek Kadashim in that way, the Chatas, the Ola, the Asham. So if you're only Moel B'miktsasan, we could say, you know, Yesh Breira, after it was done, that it was only the money of the Shlamim that you benefited from. So Elul Olasi, a person said, this will be for my Korban Ola, V'ashar L'shar Nizirusi, meaning the Chatas and the Shlamim, T'mei Ola Yavu Ola Mo'olin Bahen, there's obviously Mi'ila, because a Korban Ola is Kachek Kadashim, Ashar Yiplu L'Nedava, Mo'olin B'chulan Vein Mo'olin B'miktsasan. Again, if you only benefit from part of them, we could say that was a Shlamim. So, Amrav Huna Marav Lo Shana Lo Maos. So, as I previewed, that's only true if it's like real money. Aval Behema, but if you leave behind animals, okay, you know, like one step ahead, Harei Yikim B'furasha. So, that would be like, you know, having it explicitly stated. So, Rav Nachman says, oh, not so fast. Rav Nachman, Adamri Behema Harei Yikim B'furashas, that's like already designated Ola Shlamim Chatas, Lo Shana Ola Tamima, Val Balas Mum Harei Yikistuma. But if it's not able to be brought, you know, onto the Mizbeach, so why are you one step ahead? You'd have to exchange it anyway. That seems like a very cogent argument, right? Because the whole idea of being one step ahead, that it's already Mifureshet, it's as if it was designated as an Ola, a Chatas, or a Shlamim, it's like there should be towels over there. So that's only true if you could actually bring it, onto the mizbeach. Aval naska lo. So naska balas mum is a stuma. Naska are like the way that you used to mint coins was they used to take these blocks, let's say, of kesef, bars, if you will. I guess if you go to the mint, you can see this also. So that you see bars. So you haven't actually formed the money yet. So this is like, in a manufacturing step, one or two steps in terms of processing before you'll get down to the actual coins. So that's not considered to be mefurish. Rav Nachman Yitzchamar, afilu naska. Yeah, you say, well, naska could relate to his most because, you just process these things, so it'll turn into coins. Aval sur shel koros lo. But if you're just talking about blocks, right, so much earlier stage in the process, that's not considered to be like mefurish having separated money. So I'm really simi barash the papa my time I would do abanadami mos velo behema velo naska mos velo sabra, right, like not these bars. So elamayata, so it should be mos velo ofos, so it should be the same, right? We know that, let's say, you have a chatas and ola that are coming from animals, you should insist on having coins as opposed to actual birds. So this is, again, one of the really interesting topics. Those people who are math people, this is their favorite masachtas, masachta kinin, there's a lot of game theory in there. So the basic idea is that you don't want to lose one of the animals once you've already had them determined to be either a chatas or an ola, because once they have an identity, either let's say a chatas or an ola, and then one of them flies away or one of them dies, so it becomes impossible to replace. But if it's not mefurash, if it's tam, and one of them flies away, you can always replace it with another animal. So elamiyat, the Gemara says, we should say most that to be considered mefurash, you would need to have actual coins and not the birds. V'chisema chanami, if you'll say that's true, al hadam rav chista. Once the bailim take them, right, it's considered to be mefurash, right? Once the owners bring the animals, ibiasias kohen. So amai hamos gemirin la. Shouldn't you require the actual mos? So the Gemara is going to say, type of chavzayin amid aleph, that this might be a special deras akasim, a special halacha in the world of ovos. I'm going to be tamei chaditan b'shingol li'ol omer. Heavy shalosh behemos v'lo pirish or yulachatas tikariv chatas laola tikariv ola l'shlamim tikariv shlamim. So in a situation where a person designated three animals but never specified which one should be the chatas, never specified which one should be the ola, never specified which one should be the shlamim, so we say just bring ones that qualify. A korban ola, for example, always has to be a zachar. A korban chatas is always going to be or almost always going to be in a keva. Shlamim can swing either way. So you divide it up on that basis. Hamai, amart behema lav kimefurash estamya. Didn't we say that a behema is in kimefurash? Amar lehasam v'lakach v'lasa. When it comes to ofos, ofos is exeris akasav, ham rachmana yivilkichas vailim, I biasia sakoin. So it takes on its identity as a chatas or an ola simply by virtue of the bailim having taken it or through the asia sakoin. So here again, we have a situation where let's say the bailim haven't separated out most, but they've taken the birds, so that will suffice based on the special Xeris HaKasav. So top line of Chavzayinu Beis, Hachanami, Mimatis Amar Hadin Dechatas Tikarivola, Hacha Nekeva, Hacha Zachar. So we're going to say that there's a clear difference between the Chatas and the Ola. That's an immutable difference. It's not like we can work our way around it, right? One of them is a Zachar, and one of them is an akeva. They're not exchangeable. They're not subject to. They're not mutable in that way. They're not undifferentiated. The one that's a male could only possibly be a karbanola. The one that's a female could only possibly be a karban chatas. That's one of the rules of the road. They're not fundamentally exchangeable. So Masiv Rav Hamnuna. So now Rav Hamnuna asks a question. Remember we said before that a behema could in theory be like mefurash because it's even one step further along the process than most, but only if it's actually ra'oi l'mizbeach. If it's not ra'oi l'mizbeach, if it's a balas mum, so then you're one step behind. It's not any better than having something that needs to be exchanged for money, right? It's one step behind money instead of one step ahead of money. So Rav Hamnuna says, is that really so? How could you have a situation where a person would be megaleach on the nezirus of his father. If there's anything that's personal, it's nezirus. Like, how exactly would that be transferable? So he said, "Bisnach Yehuva aviv nezirim." Say they were both nezirim. V'hiprish aviv maus on nezirus. So when the father set aside money, umes. Now he dies. So remember, we have the confluence of the issue of both mefurash as opposed to stam, because money has been set aside, plus yerusha, right? Now all of this comes automatically to the son. So how's this going to play out? Right? Because the father, if the father were still alive, presumably he would have taken the money for the ola, that would become the karban ola. The money for the shlamim would become the shlamim. The money for the chatas would become the chatas. Now, the father isn't around anymore. So we could already predict part of how this is going to play out, because the chatas, shemesu ba'aleha, right, that's, you know, stigmatized. There's nothing that the son's going to do with that. But let's say, at least as far as the ola and shlamim, there should be something to talk about here. So let's try to figure it out. So ketzad amarish mingalei achan nizir sabiz man shehu v'aviv nizirim v'vishav v'maus nizir so meis. V'amah harmeninu az yom na'asha galei achal maus abba. So hayulo maus stomos yuplo nidava. If it was stumos, right, if it hadn't been specified, so they could go to a nidava. Nidava could be an ola, could be a shlamim. Haislo behema mufreshes. So chatas tamus. We know that the chatas is always tied into a particular animal. Because remember, chatas has to be offered lishma. It's always tied into a person and their particular sin. Ola, sikari of ola. The carbon ola could be an ola. There's no halacha of ola shemesa ba'leha. Ushlamim, yikrav ushlamim. Okay, so the shlamim can also have a destiny as a shlamim, no problem. So my love, afilu ba'las mum. Is this not so even in the context of a ba'las mum? Right, so the Gemara says, absolutely not. A balas mum isn't going to be able to be brought. Lo, tamima, av a balas mum, kistum adamya. That's going to be like having undifferentiated, unspecified money. So, mayir yamos, well, why do you even say money? Lema haisalo behema balas mum, yiplu nadava. So, why don't we just say that expressly, that if you have a behema balas mum, so, you know, you'll have to exchange it out, and the money will go to nadava. So, achanami balas mum. The Maikadisha, the Dami, Dami Hainu Maus. So the Gemara says it doesn't really need to be stipulated. Everybody can figure out that the only Kedusha here is not Kedushas Mizbeach. You can't offer a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. It's only what we call Kedushas Damim, if you have a Baal Mum. So obviously, the only, you know, possible destiny you can have in terms of Kachim is to be redeemed out and for the money to be used for things that the money can be used for, which is a nedava, which is an ola, which is a shlamim, obviously not a chatas, because a chatas has to be personalized. Okay, so there is no need to really specify. So hainu maus. So masiv rava, the pasuk says, right at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, karbano, b'karbano hu yotze v'no yotze b'karban aviv. So again, we have a principle that people bring karbano, so they have their own chiyuv. Right, you can't use somebody else's animal for those purposes. Like a very important halacha, fundamental halacha in Kachim that we're going to speak about today. We'll speak about tomorrow as well. Inu yotze b'karban chaveiro, inu yotze b'karban aviv. He's going to have to separate out his own korbanos. Okay, and that's, you know, true even korbanos shel aviv, even with the very deep connection between fathers and sons. Right, the existential bond. You know, as we like to call it, my rabbi always liked to use that expression. Nonetheless, we say, you know, bekorbanu hu yotze, enu yotze bekorban chaveiro, ve'afilu bekorbanu shel aviv. You're not going to be able to be yotze, so he's going to have to separate his own animals in this situation. Korbanu yotze, enu yotze bekorban aviv. Yachol yotze bekorbanu shel aviv shehifrish min akala chamura min chamura lakala, avol yotze bekorban shehifrish aviv min akala lakala min chamura lachamura. Are we going to start, you know, splitting hairs on this and say, okay, well, we accept that, you know, if your father separated korbanos for like a major chayt, you can't use that for your minor chayt, and vice versa. But if it was for the same chayt or a similar category chayt, maybe that's going to work. Tamalomar korbano, korbano, bekorbano yotze, vino yotze bekorbano shalaviv. Yachol lo yotze bekorban aviv behema shehifrish, avinu min akala, akala min achamur, achamur, asherein edam megaleach al behema saviv min aziris, aval yotze bemo shehifrish aviv, avinu min achamur, alakala min akala achamur, aviv. So now we say, well, what about money, right? You know, money is a little bit different. In the context of money, right, we're going to say it's not as personalized. It's just somebody set aside money for their, you know, for their korban. It's not like, you know, as, you know, far down the chain, far down the road as the animals. Top line of Kav Chesam and Av, we'll just go a little bit. Bizman, chain, stumin, velo bizman, shehein, mefurashin. As long as they're undifferentiated at this stage, okay, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk comes to tell us, no, korbano, be korbano hu yotze, Ve'eino yotzei b'korban aviv, that you can't use the animal of somebody else, even your father. Yachol lo yetzei b'mo shehifrish, afilo min akala lo kala, min achamur lo chamur, lo yotzei b'korban shehifrish la'atzi, min akala lo chamur, min achamur lo kama, tamalomar korbano chataso, ache korbano l'shum chataso, until you bring the animal that was designated for your particular korban. Yachol yetzei behema shehifrish shatzi mo min akala kala min achamur al chamura, afino min akala chamura min achamur al kala. Shekenim hifrish behema al chelav behevi al adam al adam behevi al chelav. Sherei lo mal ve lo chipra ve yotzei bemo shehifrish shatzi min akala kala min achamur al chamura min achamur al kala min akala chamura. Shekenim hifrish shatzi mo mal min al chelav behevi al adam. 22nd adam behevi al chelav sherei mal ve chipra tamalom ra al chata so. Ad shei korban al shem cheto. The rules of the road are separating out a korban for the purposes of your own chet. So we'll go over all of those last lines going forward, but the Gemara wants to draw a bright red line distinction between the following situation. You have to use your own animals for your korbanos. Bekorbano hu yotzei veinu yotzei bekorban chavero veinu yotzei bekorbano shel aviv. You can't even use a parent's korban. However, you know, within these parameters, there's still certain permission structures. So we say that the ma'os, if money was separated, and the money automatically becomes yours through a natural process of Yerusha, so we said that, you know, that's not going to work necessarily in all cases, but it could work, you know, in terms of some of the cases, because it's less, what they call personalized, or less attached to the original than an animal would be. Remember, like a chatas is the ultimate. That's the outer boundary case. Chatas shemesu bala, you know, that's destined for death. There's nothing that you could do with that. You know, the others, you know, could be brought, you know, as a nidava, not for purposes of a chiyuv. Bekorbano, bekorbano yotzei, veno yotzei, bekorban chavero. Money, on the other hand, you know, you would think that that could, you know, be brought for its destiny. So again, we talked today about what the difference between Stam and Mefurash really was. So we talked about the idea that we had a machlokas, and let's say you didn't have money, but you had things that could lead to money, like bars of silver, the naska, or even further up the line, the koros. So we saw a machlokas about that, whether or not that could be considered to be Mefurash, or we're going to look about that as Stam. Then we said, well, what about animals? Right? Animals should be, you know, close to the Mizbeach. And certainly that would be true if they were tamimim, if they were unblemished, they could be offered as korbanos. So that would be like the ultimate mefurash. On the other hand, if they were bali mumin, so then you're further behind, you know, and it's not going to be any better off. They would have to be exchanged for money altogether. So there's a profound difference between stam and bal mum. We did say that ofos kind of are their own category about this, because l'kichas habaylim, or asiyas hakohen v'lakach v'asa, establishes a special gzeiras hakasuv that each one takes on its identity, the chatas l'chatas, the ola la'ola, once we have l'kichas ha'baylim or asiyas ha'kohen. So if the baylim took these animals, or the birds in this case, that would consider to be a version of mefurash, but that's not necessarily transferable as a halacha to the world of behema. Now, we noted that, you know, when it comes to chatas and ola, you have like a, you know, a technical problem that prevents one from just being turned into the other, which is a chatas is always going to be a nekeva, and ola is always going to be a zachar. It's only the shlamim which is fungible, you know, in that way. And so, you know, when we talk about ru'uya l'chatas chatas, ru'uya la'ola, right, the animal mix has to be of a certain variety for us to even imagine that you could fulfill your chatas, your ola, your shlamim, you know, across the board. It would have to be the right, you know, denomination. You'd have to have at least one zachar and one nekeva in the mix, because you have the chatas and the ola as well. Last point, we talked about the idea, if there's money, again, which we assume can be brought for purposes of chatas, for purposes, let's say, of ola and shlamim, we said mo'alin b'chulan ve'in mo'alin b'miksasa. So there's a special halacha by shlamim, by kachim kalim, that prior to the Zrikas Hadam, there is no formal Isser Me'ila. It only takes on that special korban status with the Isser Me'ilah once you've done the Zrika Stam. The opposite is true in terms of Kachay Kadashim. When it comes to Kachay Kadashim, there's an Isser Me'ilah once the designation exists, and you know, Ein Lecha Davar Shenaseis Mitzvah So Mo'alin, but once you have the Zrikas Hadam, so then you're not going to violate the Isser Me'ilah before. So if you have the money which is designated and you only use part of it, after the fact you say, oh, I only use the money that was designated for the Shlamim, Mo'alin B'miksasan, Ve'ein Mo'alin B'chulan. Let me give the last word to Ken. Go ahead. Well, maybe